Once again, on this pasuk that Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, let's try to understand what Nasa v'nishma means. What does it mean to do before we hear? The Gemara says Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches that B'shosh Yigdimu Yisrael Nasa v'nishma, when Bnei Yisrael proceeded to say Nasa before Nishma, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila labonai roze, who revealed to my children this secret? Loshen shemalachi ashoras mishtam shembo, it's an expression that the angels use it. So what does it mean that the angels use this expression of Nasa v'nishma? In that same Gemara, the Gemara says, B'shosh Yigdimu Yisrael Nasa l'nishma, when Bnei Yisrael proceeded to say Nasa before Nishma, 600,000 angels descended from heaven and crowned Bnei Yisrael with two ksarim, two crowns, one corresponding to Nasa and one corresponding to Nishma. So, once again, I'd like to understand why specifically two crowns for saying Nasa v'nishma? Kisisa Esroish Bnei Yisrael, as I mentioned before, the Parshas Shkolim begins with the words Kisisa Esroish Bnei Yisrael, when you raise the head of Bnei Yisrael, which means when you count them. So why doesn't the Pasuk just say Kisifkoid, when you count them? Why does it say Kisisa Esroish Bnei Yisrael? Parshas Mishpatim is the last Shabbos of the weeks of Shoivivim. The weeks of Shoivivim are a time, are opportune time for tshuva, specifically for the chait of Keri. So I'd like to focus on what is the tshuva for this, which really applies to every avera, but specifically for the chet of Keri. What is the tshuva and what is our avoda? So I'd like to suggest we can understand this based on a chassam sofer in his drashas on Parsha Shkolim. Chassam Sofer explains why the Rebbeinu Shlodom asked us each to give a half a shekel and not a whole shekel. Chassam Sofer also asks the question we asked before. When Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding the mitzvah of machzas ha-shekel, Chazal say that Hashem showed him a matbea shel esh, a fiery coin. Why a fiery coin and not a real coin? The Gemara says, "Masechtas Megillah, Golav Yadu Alef Nemisha Amar V'Haya Olam." It was known and revealed to Hashem, "She'asid Haman Lishkal Shkolim Al Yisrael," that Haman was going to contribute Shkolim to annihilate Bnei Yisrael. The Fikach Higdim Shekleihem LeShkolim, and that's why Hashem preempted Bnei Yisrael Shkolim to Haman Shkolim. So it's a very difficult Gemara. What does one shkolim have to do with the other? How does our machzas ha-shekel, how does that preempt Haman shkolim? There's another Chazal say that when Haman was told by Ahasuerus to go fetch Mordechai and to lead him through the streets of Shushan, so it says that Haman went and found Mordechai teaching young children in the Beis Medrash. And he was teaching them the halachas of the Korban Ha'omer, which is a Korban Mincha. And Mordechai was teaching them of how the Kohen was to take a kemitza, a handful of flour, and place it on the Mizbeach. So Haman said to Mordechai, your kemitza of the Korban Mincha has pushed away 10,000 kikar kesef of my shkolim. So it seems from here that it was learning the halachas of the kemitzas ha'omer that was pushed away the gezeira that was brought about through the Haman shkolim. And before we mentioned that it was the machzas ha'shekel that preempted the shkolim. So which is it? Is it the machzas ha'shekel or is it the kemitzas ha'omer? Mishnah says, last Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah says, Osad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanech l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shay olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bequeath each and every tzadik 310 worlds. Shenemar, as it says, lahanech lo yahavai yesh, to bequeath to those who love me 310. Yesh is 310. So the Chasam Sofer is troubled by the expression tzadik v'tzadik. The Mishnah should have said, "Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'ancha l'chol tzadik." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bequeath to every tzadik. Why does it say l'chol tzadik v'tzadik? Why does it say tzadik twice? And then, what is the inyan of 310 worlds specifically? Why 310? So the Chasam Sofer explains that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself is infinite, and it is impossible for the finite mind to comprehend or to grasp true godliness. Leis machshava tfisa beklal, says the Zohar. It's impossible for the human thought to grasp godliness. We are finite, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo is infinite. This concept of the Rabbeinu Shlomo being ingraspable is called Keser. Many times we hear about this world of Keser. Keser means a crown. And just like a crown is worn above the head, Keser represents that is above our comprehension, something that is beyond our understanding. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself is beyond human comprehension, which is represented by the Keser, which is above the head. This world of Keser, is also called in the Sforim, is called the world of Ayin, Aleph Yud Nun. Ayin means nothing. It's called nothing because it's intangible. The opposite of Ayin is Yesh. Yesh means something tangible. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is intangible. It's ayin. The world of Keser is called ayin. That's why we say by Kil Mastater, "V'ha'chochma me ayin timotze." Chochma is the first yesh that exists is the world of chochma. In the order of the spheres, the Mekubalim tell us, in the order of the spheres, Chachma is the first of the spheres. It's the first tzimtzum, the first contraction in order for the worlds to exist from nothing into something, from Ayin into Yesh. The first contraction is called Chachma, which Chachma is all made up of two words, Koyach Ma. It's just it's a little Koyach. That's all it is. It's the first yesh. It's the first existence. That is called chachma. And chachma is me ayin timotze. It comes from ayin. It comes from keser. Right? Chachma is in the head. Keser is above the head. So the world of keser is called ayin. The world of chachma is called yesh. Yesh is already an existence. Now, despite the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is ayin, and that he's ingraspable and he's infinite and we are finite, despite all of that, we believe, b'emunah shleima, that our actions and our speech and our thoughts make an impression. They have an effect, not only upon ourselves, but upon not only upon this world, but upon all the worlds. This concept is called Isra'usa de la Sata. It's called an arousal from below. The Rabbeinu Shalom has given us godly powers that we, through our actions, through our mitzvahs, through our tefillahs, that we're able to affect all the worlds. It's like flipping a switch where a person doesn't realize what that switch can accomplish. And meanwhile, that switch illuminates. One little switch can illuminate buildings and sometimes a whole city. The same applies with our mitzvahs or with our tefillahs. They have the ability to ignite and to create tremendous illuminations in all of the worlds. The olamis and all of the olamis elyonim and tachtonim, all of the upper and lower worlds. So even though the Rabbeinu Shalom is ayin, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom is infinite, and all of our actions are yesh, all of our actions are tangible and finite, nevertheless, we shouldn't think for a moment that our actions don't accomplish. Rather, a yid needs to know and believe b'emunah shleimah that everything that we do makes an impression in all of the worlds, not only letoiv, not only for the good, but chas v'shalom, the opposite as well. When we do things that we shouldn't do, it causes tremendous damage in all of the olamos. Now, since the Rabbeinu Shalom is ayin, he is infinite, therefore, when a yid, let's say, does a mitzvah, which creates a tremendous impression, tremendous effect in all of the worlds, that arousal from below creates Isra'usa de la'ila, an arousal above, and the Rabbeinu Shalom, as a result, the Rabbeinu Shalom reciprocates by being Mashpia. Hashem bestows upon all of the worlds bracha, all types of bracha and illuminations, specifically to the person who committed the act. Now the person that created, that does the mitzvah, says the Chasam Sofer, is called in Kabbalah, he's called the Tzaddik Tachton. He's called the lower Tzaddik, the Tzaddik in this world. But in order for the Rabbeinu Shalom to be Mashpia Bracha, in order for the Rabbeinu Shalom to bestow bracha, that bracha needs to be a yesh. That bracha needs to be something tangible. In order for us to be able to benefit from it, it has to be something tangible. Now, the Rabbeinu Shalom is ayin. The Rabbeinu Shalom is infinite. So the Rabbeinu Shalom needs to create a tzimtzum. The Rabbeinu Shalom needs to create a contraction in order for us to be able to benefit from these tremendous brachas above. So the Rabbeinu Shalom creates a channel above, which is called Tzaddik Elyon, which is called the upper Tzaddik. And the Rabbeinu Shalom, through this Tzaddik Elyon, through this funnel, this channel that is called Tzaddik Elyon, the Rabbeinu Shalom is able to be Mashpia Yesh, tangible bracha, upon the Tzaddik Tachton and upon all of the worlds. And that's what Chazal are telling us. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil L'chol Tzaddik V'Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bequeath to the Tzaddik Elyon, through the Tzaddik Elyon, to the Tzaddik Tachton, Shai Olamos, specifically 310 Olamos, which is Yesh. Shai is Yesh. And the pasuk that the Chazal bring is Lahanchil Oyahavai Yesh. I will bequeath to those who love me Yesh, tangible bracha. But in order for a tangible bracha to take place, there needs to be, the Rabbeinu Shalom has to create a Tzaddik Elyon in order to be Mashpia to the Tzaddik Tachton. Lahanchil Chol Tzaddik with Tzaddik Shai Olamos. says the Chasam Sofer that if you look in Parshas Beshalach, before Amalek attacks us, the Pasuk says that there was no water for Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael, as a result, said, Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu imayin. Is Hashem among us or not? Now the Zohar HaKadosh asks, how can they be so foolish to think, to question whether Hashem was among them? There was, at that time, there was a pillar of cloud during the day leading them, a pillar of Esh, pillar of fire at night. They were surrounded by the Anani HaKavod. Which fools can ask, Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu imayin? Is Hashem among us or not? Says the Chasam Sofer, so the Chasam Sofer answers, according to what we've just learned, that when a Yid performs a mitzvah, that the Tzadik Tachtoin performs a mitzvah, he creates, the mitzvah is a yesh, right? Because it's a tangible mitzvah done through a tangible, finite creature. As a result, Hashem creates a yesh to be able to reciprocate, and that yesh is called Tzadik Elyon, so that Rabbeinu Shlalem can reciprocate and give tangible bracha to the Tzadik Tachtoin. Due to the fact that they weren't getting water, Bnei Yisrael were starting to question whether their mitzvahs, whether their deeds actually accomplish anything. You know what? We're finite beings. Perhaps our acts are worthless. How can our acts possibly have any impression or mean anything to an infinite Ribbono Shel Olam? That's what they were saying. Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu, is there such a thing as a yesh of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Is the yesh of Hashem within us? Im ayin, or maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is an ayin. He's totally infinite, and therefore we make no impression. We have no effect. And maybe that's why there's no water. They were doubting whether their actions have any impact, have any impression whatsoever. Is there such a thing as a Yesh Hashem? Does Ribbono Shel Olam create a Tzadik Elyon? Or is it Im Ayin, or is the Ribbono Shel Olam totally Ayin, he's totally infinite, and therefore our finite actions have no effect whatsoever. They have no bearing. And when we start questioning whether our actions have any effect or not, that's when Vayovay Amalek. That's when Amalek attacks us, because that's what Amalek is. And perhaps, if I can add, that's why we find Chazal say Vayovay Amalek on the pasuk Vayovay Amalek Vayilochem im Yisrael b'Refidim. Amalek came and attacked Yisrael in Refidim. Chazal say that Refidim is made up of two words, Rifu Yadayim. Kisharafu Yadayim in HaTorah, when they loosen their hands from the Torah, that's when Vayovay Amalek. Why does it say that they loosen their hands from the Torah? They didn't loosen themselves. It means when they started doubting whether their hands, whether their physical hands can actually accomplish anything. They were loosening their hands from the Torah. And that's why in order to win this battle over Amalek wants to impress upon us that our actions accomplish nothing. It was through Vayora Moshe Yodai, when Moshe lifted his hands, V'gavar Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand to show Klal Yisrael that our hands accomplish. That we're not tachas Hashemayim, we're not underneath the heavens. Our actions have an impression above the heavens. Timche zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek that wants us to think that we're underneath the heavens and that our actions remain underneath the heavens. Because we're yesh, and above the heavens is ayin. Now, Amalek The pasuk says, "Zocher as Asher also lecha Amalek." Remember what Amalek did to you. Asher korcha baderech b'tzeis chomer. Asher korcha baderech. Amalek accomplishes Asher korcha. Rashi says, "What does korcha mean?" Korcha comes from the word carry. Carry, it means tumah. Amalek wants to impress upon us that our actions don't accomplish anything, they don't mean anything, because we're finite and we can't possibly have any effect on anything that is infinite, and we can't possibly make a difference to the one who is infinite. And that's how Amalek contaminates us. Because if we would truly believe that our actions make a difference, and that our actions cause illuminations in all of the oilemus, and chas v'shalom, when we do something wrong, that it causes damage, we would never do an avera. It's only because we allow Amalek to creep into our minds, and to actually believe that we don't make a difference, that's when we do averas. The word carry is the same gematria, is 310, yesh. Amalek wants us to believe that we're a yesh, and therefore yesh can't make any difference to one who is I am. And that's why Amalek attacked us when we were doubting hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin, whether the yesh Hashem is within us, or is he just an ayin, and therefore we have no bearing whatsoever. We make no difference. And that's the only reason why a person ever comes to sin with this chet of keri, which comes from Amalek, which is gematria 310, is because we believe, we allow ourselves, we convince ourselves that we're a yesh, and that we can't possibly make a difference to one who is ayin. Now, when the yesh of the tzaddik tachtain, the yesh of the lower tzaddik, which is the act, the tangible act, or the tangible speech, when that connects to the tzaddik, to the yesh of the tzaddik elyon, when the Rebbeinu Shlom reciprocates through creating a tangible channel to bestow goodness upon the tzaddik tachtein, when those two yesh combine, when osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanch l'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik, the tzaddik elyon and the tzaddik tachtein, the yesh of the tzaddik tachtein and the yesh of the tzaddik elyon come together, so 310 times 2 is 620. Which is the gematria of Keser. By a person believing b'emunah shleima that our yesh arouses, our yesh here below arouses a yesh above, we're zoiche to the Keser of Ayin. We're zoiche to that the Rebbeinu Shlom crowns us with a crown that we can't even imagine, a crown that we can't even fathom. The world of Keser, which is above our heads. We're zoiche to that tremendous amuna, which is beyond our understanding. Tachlis hayedia, the ultimate goal of knowledge is shaloi neida, understanding that we don't understand. But it's only through that amuna that we believe that our yesh arouses another yesh, the yesh of the tzaddik tachten arouses the yesh of the tzaddik elyon. Those two, that combination of the two yesh creates that keser. And this, says the Chasam Sofer, is the concept of the machtzis hashekel. Shekel, if you spell it out, meaning shin, is shin yud nun. Shin Yud Nun is Gematria 360. And then Kuf is Kuf Vav Fe. So the Kuf is 100, that would make it 460. The Vav is 6, that's 466. And the Fe is 80, that would make it 546. Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalid. So 546 plus 30, Lamed is 30, is 576. The Mem is 40, that is 616. And the Dalid is 4, which is 620. So Shekel, when you spell it out, is 620, which is Keser. Machzis HaShekel, half of Shekel, is Yesh. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to know that what we are giving, whenever we do any mitzvah, whenever we say a tefillah, whenever we learn Torah, whenever we do a good deed, what we are giving is a machzis hashekel, is yesh. We're giving our tangible contribution. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is baffled, what is the Rebbeinu Shlom teaching us here? What does it mean that it's a machzis hashekel? Where's the other half? The Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, when you do your yesh, when the tzaddik tachton gives his machzis hashekel, his yesh, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, I reciprocate with the matbeah shalesh. I reciprocate through the tzaddik elyon with the yesh Hashem, with the yesh of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's kisiso es roish b'nei Yisrael. If you want to elevate the head of b'nei Yisrael to the next level above the head, to the level of keser, then they should give a machzis hashekel. They should understand that whatever they're giving is their yesh is going to cause that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to reciprocate with the other yesh, which together makes up keser. Says the Chasam Sefer, that's what Haman, the descendant of Amalek, who wants to overpower the concept of Keri, which is the counter, which is same gematria as Yesh, yet it's the exact opposite of what Yesh represents. Trying to make us believe that our Yesh, that's all it is a Yesh, and it can't relate to the Ayin. So in order for us to overcome Haman and his Shkalim, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Which the whole idea of Machzis HaShekel is to realize that our Machzis causes the Rebbeinu Shlom to reciprocate with another Machzis. That we do make a difference. And that's why Mordechai was specifically involved in the kemitz of the Korban Omer. Omer, Ayin Mem Reish, is also 310. Indicating that our kemitzah, our handful of flour that we put on the Mizbeach, is a yesh that causes the Rebbeinu Shlom to reciprocate with his yesh. And that's why Haman said that your kemitzah of the Korban Omer pushed away my aseres alafim shekel kesef. Because I'm trying to accomplish keri. And through your Omer, which indicates yesh, which indicates the machzis hashekel, that pushes away my aseres alafim shekel kesef. And that's what nasev and nishma means. When Moshe Rabbeinu offered us the Torah Kedosha, we said nasev, we're going to do our physical act, and we believe emuna shalema v'nishma, that our nasev is going to be heard above. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom says, that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, Hashem said, who revealed to my children this expression, Shemalachei Ashores Mishtamshim Boy, the angels are going to use it, meaning their Nasa v'nishma ascended heavenward, and the angels are affected by it. Malachei Ashores Mishtamshim Boy, they're using Klal Yisrael's Nasa v'nishma. And that's why they were zoicha specifically to a keser for nasa and a keser for nishma, because they understood that their nasa is being nishma. They understood that their yesh is being reciprocated by a yesh above. And that's what the weeks of shoivavim are about. Shoivav, the word shoivav, shah, shin, vav, beis, is 310. Shoivavim is 2 times 310. That's what Shoivavim is about, to instill within ourselves this emuna shalema that our yesh causes the Rebbeinu Shalom to reciprocate with another yesh. Our yesh makes a difference. And it's to be mechaper on the chait of keri. The chait of keri is for the, when we think that our yesh is all it is a yesh, and that it can't relate to the ayin. That's what creates keri and tumah. Shoivavim is our amuna shalema that our yesh causes another yesh, which is 2 times shoivav. Shoivavim. That's Misak and the Chet of Keri. So the Eivish to help from that, through our Amunah Shalema, that our Yesh, the Yesh of the Tzadik Tachtoin, arouses as Re'usa de Leila, that there should be a Tzadik Elyon, that there's a Yesh, Yesh Hashem is Bekerbeinu, despite the fact that he is Ayin. We should be Zeuche, that Rebbeinu Shem should shower us with Bracha and Oidus, through the Yesh Hashem, which be zeichet through that to erase the memory of Amalek mitachas Hashemayim, to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.